It is a political fight that could worsen already deep divisions in our country. President Trump escalates his nationalist rhetoric while Democrats in Congress unite around the idea of diversity. Yamiche Alcindor begins our coverage.
Not at all.
President Trump doubling down on racist tweets. Today at a White House event aimed at celebrating American manufacturing, the president defended his targeting of four freshman congresswomen of color. He once again questioned their status as Americans and suggested they leave the United States.
Children being separated from their parents in front of an American flag.
Three of the four lawmakers had testified last Friday about their visits to crowded border detention facilities. On Twitter Sunday, the president wrote, quote, "Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came?" The four congresswomen, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, Massachusetts Representative Ayanna Pressley, and Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib. All four women are American citizens. Three of the four were born in the U.S.
It doesn't concern me because many people agree with me, and all I'm saying, they want to leave, they can leave.
The four congresswomen pushed back today.
This is the agenda of white nationalists.
Maybe the president just feels comfortable stoking racial divisions in this country.
But today, the president earned a sharp rebuke from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Those who fail to condemn the president are fellow travelers on the president's racist road.
Earlier today, international leaders, including British Prime Minister Theresa May, spoke out against the president's tweets. And now a small but growing number of Republicans in the U.S. have begun to do the same. Maine Senator Susan Collins today called it, quote, way over the line. And South Carolina Senator Tim Scott called it, quote, racially offensive and, quote, aiming for the lowest common denominator.
Do you find the president's tweets racist, and what do you make of white nationalists praising those tweets?
Again, I think the president, I don't find them racist.
Among the president's defenders today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Earlier, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a close ally of the president, made similar attacks against the four lawmakers on Fox News.
We all know that AOC and this crowd are a bunch of communists. They hate Israel. They hate our own country. They're calling the guards along our border, the Border Patrol agents, concentration camp guards. Make them the face of the future of the Democratic Party. Senator, you will destroy the Democratic Party.
But even Graham warned the president against questioning the lawmakers' citizenship.
They are American citizens. They won an election.
This all comes as the Trump administration announced today that it is trying to end asylum protections for nearly everyone who tries to enter the U.S. through the southern border. Under the new rule, any immigrant crossing into the United States from Mexico seeking asylum would need to first apply for asylum in at least one other country that is not their native country.
Are you comfortable? Are you being well taken care of?
The changes come after Vice President Pence, Senator Graham, and other members of Congress visited a crowded border detention facility Friday. The administration argues that it needs to stem the flow of asylum seekers entering the U.S. In a statement, the ACLU called the Trump administration's move, quote, patently unlawful, and vowed to, quote, sue swiftly.
The climate in this country, led by the President of the United States of America, causes fear.
Communities across the country had braced Sunday for stepped-up immigration raids. Last week, the president publicly announced he would deport, quote, thousands of people. The raids have so far fallen short of that scale, but are slated to last into the coming week. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.